something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah.
Invest your life in God.
The Bible says, he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it. But he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Invest your life in God. Tell somebody close to you, invest your life in God. Say to the other one on the other side, invest your life in God. Okay, tell someone behind you or in front of you, invest your life in God. Okay, call your own name and tell yourself, invest your life in God. I said, tell yourself now, invest your life in God. No, call your name. Chris, Bumi, Femi, invest your life in God. Invest your life in God. That's the only way. That is the only way. It is the only way. You are here. Visit the hospital. You will know what I mean. You will see men and women who have children, grown-up children, with their urine on the same bed where they are. They can't get up. They can't move. They're just there. Everything they want to do, the bathroom is on the bed, the toilet is on the bed, the dining table is on the bed. They do everything on the bed. A man reduced to nothing by some evil power there with you. Hallelujah. If you invest your life in God, you will fear no evil. He says, therefore shall no evil befall you. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. He says, with thine eyes shall thou see and behold the reward of the wicked. About you, he says, because you have set your love upon me, therefore shall I deliver you and honor you and show you my salvation. He says, I will lift you on high. That's the reason some people don't understand us. There is only one journey we can make. Some of us are walking in that presence of God. We walk in it. We have only one journey. It is upward and forward only. Finish. I have no other direction. I only move upward and forward in my life. I don't go this way or that way. One way. Jesus. That's it. It is not called ups and downs. Ups only. No, some people don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. No, they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. But they will. Jacob, I want you to understand this. Understand this. Don't go for things. Go for the grace. The grace of God. Yes, on the one hand is defined as unmerited favor, which means that you didn't do anything to qualify for it. But again, it is something that has to do with the presence of God. It is a special something that you cannot see and describe, but you see what it does. When you're surrounded by that, when that thing is in your life and working, the Bible says it makes you that it shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You cannot be barren or unfruitful. Everything you put your hands upon to do turns into success. Sometimes people don't understand it, but it's called a blessing. You have been empowered. See, empowered to prosper. Empowered. You just keep going. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You just keep going because you know how to get in that flow and you are refreshed in Him. Somebody asked me, how do you rest? I said, prayer is resting. Yes, it is. Prayer is resting. When I calm my mind, I said, dear Holy Spirit, calm my spirit. Calm my mind. Calm my mind. I don't know any other way to rest because I cannot rest like that. Your mind will be wandering, thinking about this and that and that and that. But I said, dear Holy Spirit, calm my mind. Calm my spirit. Then I'm in the visions of God. When I get up, there's something. I have seen something. So you're living in two worlds. There is a world down here, but there is a world above that is more real. More real. You're going to do something today. You're going to do something today. I'm going to tell you what to do. I'll share this quickly with you from this book. How many of you have gotten this book already? When God Visits You. Have you gotten this book already? You don't have it yet? Make sure you get your copy. But I'm going to share something with you here. It's titled, When God Visits You. See, brothers and sisters, there is a relationship that we should have with the Holy Spirit. Every child of God is called into that relationship. The Bible says that He has called us into fellowship with His Son Jesus. And then it tells us the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship, the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. The communion, the partnership. Do you understand? It's a fellowship of the Holy Ghost. A communication with the Holy Ghost. He left that communication with us. He left that fellowship with us. There's something we're supposed to do. Jesus is not here in His physical body. The Father is not here. The Holy Ghost is the one that is here. And He has said, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. He has left that fellowship with us. Every one of us. How can you be so quiet? How can you be so unmoved? How can you be so dry in your life? What is your prayer life like? Does God talk to you? Does God minister to you? Psalm 63. Quickly. Psalm 63. See, brother so-and-so was traveling to such and such a place. He had an accident. He died. You think that is correct? You think it is good? Sister so-and-so was traveling to see her parents. She died on the road. Let me tell you something. There's no accident to the child of God. It's not supposed to be. You see, the bus burnt. 25 people were killed. Brother so-and-so was among them. It's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be. God says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. What knowledge? Science and technology? No. The knowledge of the Spirit. Don't you understand our lineage? Don't you know where we have come from? We do not perish. Don't you understand where we have come from? Things happen to us because we take everything. We do not know how to say no to the devil. Always dreaming of the wrong things. You sleep and you dream of a coffin. Who was inside? You. You saw yourself being buried. If you ever dream of a coffin and you are the one inside, when you wake up, say, you don't need to say, you don't need to pray, oh God, what did I do? Say, devil, you are in the coffin. You don't get trouble. Just get up and say, devil, you are in the coffin. And go your way. Because when it is time for you to go, you and the Holy Spirit will discuss. That is how it is supposed to be. Discuss. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul.
I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kachia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.